Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about tailgating with healthy foods. Hello, I'm Amy Myers, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Alex France, dietetic intern at Mississippi State University. So Alex, I love to tailgate, but the foods I choose when I tailgate are not the healthiest food choices. What are some simple ways to revamp my tailgating food choices?
When people go to these tailgates, they tend to eat foods that are fried foods, sugar-sweetened beverages, and processed foods. So that means when people attend tailgates, they're consuming foods like chicken wings, cheese dips, and chips, and soda, and stuff like that. So a few simple ways, with specifically like with those food examples, that you can make those better is you could use baked chicken wings rather instead of fried chicken wings. This simple change can save you almost 100 calories per serving. And if you like dip, you could try making hummus instead, because you're going to get some more fruits and vegetables with that. And there's more fiber. It'll keep you satiated longer. Or maybe even a bean dip, a black bean dip. That's also high in fiber and protein, which will keep you satiated and you won't snack as much. And another great tip is just in order to like reduce the amount of those types of foods in general you could be eating, like the fried foods, is try snacking on portioned amounts of like pretzels rather than regular chips or like baked chips. I don't think people tend to realize that these healthier food choices can taste better, if not just as good.
I'm starting to think the big message is that these foods are the same foods that you would normally have a tailgate with, but just healthier versions of the same foods.
That's correct, Amy. That's the message I'm just trying to get across, is that you can eat healthier while going to a tailgate and not sacrifice as much as you might think.
What I like about these are that these choices are doable, but if you're like me, convenience is a huge part of my decision in making my tailgating food choices. How can I make these healthier tailgating options more convenient?
You and me both, Amy. As a student, I make most of my food choices based off of convenience. So a way you can make that easier on yourself is to utilize stuff like Tupperware. This is what I like to do, and I think is a really effective way to prepare yourself for the tailgate the night before. So Tupperware is going to be your new best friend just in general when it comes to making health-related goal choices or preparing foods. This is because you can fill this Tupperware with pre-portioned amounts of whatever food you'd like to bring to the tailgate, like those dips I was talking about before. Or even you could bake your chicken wings the night before and bring it. This means if you pre-portion these foods, you're less likely to overindulge. So Tupperware, just in general, is my big tip to people. This is really an effective way for you to be mindful about what you're bringing and what you're eating.
That's fantastic, Alex. What about beverages that lots of tailgaters like to drink, like sugary beverages and other things that tend to be high in calories? What can tailgaters do to avoid these beverages?
That's a great question, Amy. People should look to consume beverages not so high in sugar, just in general. So this means you should probably drink less of the regular sodas and sweet tea. I know sweet tea is real big down here, and I like sweet tea. And instead of these sugar-sweetened beverages, you should try to look to have zero sugar beverages, like sugar-free lemonade, unsweetened iced tea, club soda, or diet soda are all viable options that you can throw into the mix in order to reduce unnecessary sugar and calorie intake. While sugar-free beverages are a great option, don't forget the best option is always water. You can never go wrong with water if you're ever unsure about a choice. And if you want to give your water some flavor, what I like to do is I like to put lemon or fruit or lime in there, because sometimes water can get boring and you can spice it up that way.
Those all sound like viable options for someone looking to consume less calories from his or her beverage choice. Do you have any other tips for people that are looking to make their tailgate healthier?
It is very easy to get caught up in conversation around the food table. This can lead to possible accidental overeating or snacking on foods or beverages that you try to avoid. So to prevent this overconsumption, if you didn't bring Tupperware to pre-portion out how much you're eating, bring like small plates or napkins that you can kind of say, I'm only going to have two of these small plates of whatever food that might be at the tailgate. And also remember to utilize that Tupperware. That's my go-to. And I want people just to remember that while eating healthy is important, don't forget to have a good time with your family, go play cornhole, and enjoy the overall experience of tailgating.
Today we've been speaking with Alex France, dietetic intern. I'm Amy Myers, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.